This is the BBC Home Service.
Oh, dear, the cork's come out.
Stop it before the BBC flows away.
Don't panic, Pollock. There's still 3 gallons of BBC left.
Thank God. Hepburn.
I ask you folks, what other show provides such original openings? Or, if you disagree, such unoriginal openings?
Okay, thank you, Jim. You see?
Keeping you going, you know.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, yes. We need it, folks. Tonight's going to be tough. You see? Oh! Nipped in the bud. We cover ourselves both. You've been looking?
Now then,
you see, folks, we cover ourselves both ways. This doesn't make much sense anymore, but I'll carry on. You see? We cover ourselves both ways, but the wing gets into the side. Oh, naughty wing. Oh, I still carry on. Now. Sell us punchy. Now, folks. Now, folks, a simple test of marital fidelity. Bend down, clutch the ankles, and say after me. No, not that. Oh, I knew they couldn't last the pace, folks.
Good man, Milligan. Here. Here's a ticket to Eva Bartok. Now forward, silly old Sellers. Try this Elstree film-type military hat.
Is this the hat of the book?
The very one worn by John Mills and Richard Attenborough when they were ice cold in the sea of sand with the man upstairs in Alex.
Oh, Jim, we're going to do a film, Jim.
Yes. Lights, cameras, knees, teeth. Corsets, action!
Hello, folks. Calling folks, folks, folks. Calling folks. We tell you the story of the best-kept secret of the well-known World War II.
The story of the film of the book of the tram.
I was Monty's treble.
Or... the teenage werewolf's father, or...
I was Sir Winston Churchill.
I cooked for all the by Morris Winnick.
...1939... ...1940... ...1941... ...49 BC...
Ow!
1941. Any advance on 41?
There was no advance in 41. The war was a veritable stalemate.
Was it, mate?
Yes, mate. Here, swallow this statue of Eva Bartok.
Oh, yum, yum, mate. Oh.
Yes, indeed, 1941. A fateful year for England and Elstree. You see, the Germans had got wind.
Oh!
Let me finish.
Oh, it ruined the gag.
And got wind of a new general.
Hear that thrilling sound. British artillery shelling German chickens. Monty had struck.
The Engländer verborgen sword in Alamein. This could mean curtains for us. It could also mean windows and doors.
General Field Marshal Montgomery must be captured, tortured, and in that order.
Oh, you have a plan?
Yeah. Oh. I have a plan of the Plinhof of the plans of the plan.
But have you the plans of the plans of the plans of the plans?
Curse, I forgot those.
Then get on with the plans.
Clean. Rin. Montgomery is always flying backwards and forwards between England.
They have planes that fly backwards.
Private Schnurz, I have bad news.
Private? I'm a general.
That is the bad news.
That is the old joke.
And we all saw it coming.
There, the little heron, don't cry so much. We can't swim, you know.
But we are laying the eggs tonight.
What? We have the red lantern, too.
Gentlemen, this is the plan of the Plin Blon.
Well, you got the plan of the Plin Blon.
Gordon Kaploon. Our fighter planes have been ordered to shoot down all planes carrying General Montgomery, played by John Mills and Richard Edenmark.
But supposing that one gets through, played by Anthony Steele?
Anthony Steele is a Monty?
Yeah.
Some casting director has blundered mine hairs.
That wasn't me, mine hairs.
Gentlemen, this man wearing a leather wig is Germany's greatest fighter ace, Herr von Schlepper-Eckels.
Hello, fellas. Have a good war. Have a good war, fellas. Bang!
This is our greatest fighter ace?
Yeah.
It's going to be a long, hard war.
Let I know that I'm not a von Schlepper.
This, then, was the enigma.
Yeah.
Who was Eckels?
Who was Eckels?
The play continues.
I continue.
Ta.
Ta.
Knock, knock in German.
Come in Chinese.
Ta in Siberian.
Mashprocha in Yiddish.
Bitte schön in Etruscan.
Such, then, was the lingual virtuosity of the enemy.
Men in Heron, before we go any further, look at this.
Oh. That's an understandable Glückenhaus. This is a new anti-British drinking song.
Quick, we must all face England and sing it. Sing, Heil, Sponsor und the Spoon. Minter Grobbock's red field, underneath the hat field, boom, crash, right across the shore, spread them in the oil can, oh, God, blimey, hi!
What?
Crunzen mit the minja. This song is a fake. Take its beard off.
Ah, you're right. Underneath, this song is clean shaven.
Clean shaven? What a perfect cue for 16-year-old Max Gallery of Duke McMahon.
Oh, I'm getting the brakes,
you
boy.
Thank you.
the masses before the opiate spell of Madge Geldray.
I tell you, the harmonica is a sinful instrument. Give me Kevin O'Connor, the King of Sing.
The King of Sing? You mean the Kong of Song, Jim.
No. He means the King Kong of Sing Song.
Oh, no, Jim. He means the King of Ling Long Song of the Hing Song Long.
Gentlemen, prepare yourselves for part two. A coward's air raid shelter in London.
I can't go to parties anymore. Oh, yes?
Good luck. This is the insurance company. It's no good, sir. We've got to increase the premium on your underwear.
Oh, dear. Switch that air raid off for you.
Pity that air raid was in the top 10.
Oh, so you like music, do you? Well. Do you happen to know Beethoven's fifth motor car?
How does it go?
Pow!
It's quite beautiful. Much better than Schubert's horse and cart.
Yes. Didn't get much of a laugh, but never mind. No. British High Command have decided to create a double for Monty's body.
And who will it be?
John Mills and Richard Attenborough.
Why them?
It's always John Mills and it.
Wait a minute, please. But supposing, Ashley, that's the opposing man. Supposing Monty's dribble is killed and run over by an armored German tram. Tell me about that man.
Then we create a Monty's treble.
And what if the treble is struck down by a plague of German knee zeppelins?
What? To solve the problem, what? We must ask the statistician royal exactly how many Monty's doubles we need. So, over to them.
I think this bed's had it, Min.
You're right, Henry. It's going home.
Doesn't it live here anymore, then?
There it goes. Oh. Yes.
Was that you, Min?
No. It was the bed striking one. Oh, dear. Good night, Henry.
Good night, Min.
There's somebody laughing outside the bedroom door.
It's that lodger. We must get rid of him, Min.
Did you take your male hormone pills?
Yes,
no.
Yes. They give me the strength to go to sleep, Min.
Yes, I know. Come in.
How dare you ride a naked horse into our bedchamber?
Don't worry. This horse is a nudist.
I don't care. Get some clothes on him.
Never. I refuse to ride a clothes horse. Take it out, folks. He won't be long now.
The good ones lay ahead.
Now, Mr. Crumb, have you got the statistics?
Very badly, sir.
Let me see.
Oh. Don't look, Henry. Don't look.
Gad, so. We need 40,000 Monty's doubles, eh? We'll have to form regiments. We'll start with Ray Ellington, who always precedes the brandy. Good luck, lad. Good luck.
I'm blue every Monday. thinking over Sunday. That's the day when I'm with you. I cry all day Tuesday. I sigh all day Wednesday. My, oh, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday. Gee, it's long and never goes by. Friday makes me think that I'm gonna die. Payday, that's my fun day. I'm happy all day Sunday. That's the day that I'm with you. Yeah, baby, I'm blue like every Monday. You're thinking, baby, over Sunday. That's the day, that's the day, that's the day you came my way. I cry, cry, all day Tuesday, sigh, sigh, all day Wednesday. My, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's wrong and never goes by. Payday, I think I'm gonna die. No lie, payday, that's my fun day. I'm happy all day Sunday. That's the day, 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 that's the day.
These days.
Tom, part four. The Germans become suspicious.
Gentlemen, this is part four, and we have just become suspicious.
Yeah, I have just opened this 3-ounce tin of suspicion.
It tastes very suspicious.
Then our suspicions are well founded. Last night, General Montgomery was seen talking to a voluptuous woman in the Edgware Road. And at the same time, he was seen talking to an exotic woman in Cairo. A second later, we were seen talking to a ravishing blonde in Barcelona. Gentlemen, who were these men?
Who were those women?
Who do you think you're hitting?
You!
You're right the first time.
But they don't. They weren't hitting me, folks. They weren't hitting me.
This was the enigma. Who was Echo?
Who was Echo?
Yeah, now listen. It is obvious that the enemy are using doubles. To find the original, we must get the plans of an original General Fred Montgomery.
Yes, it's very good, but entirely out of place, dear. Very good.
But now to assume my part as an MI5 officer in MI5.
Yes, Jim, secrecy is essential.
Essential!
We know that the Germans are squatting on this floor. What's that?
Three, two, one, and then two knocks. I wonder what it means.
It means I want to come in, you twit. Message for you. I will read it. From Mrs. Gladys Range, 45 Sebastopol Terrace Council. Sir, reference to room you had here during the Panama season. Well, we know what it is. We know who done it. But for heaven's sake, tell us where it is.
Right? Next joke, please. Now, what's in the teapot?
A man. He says he wants to see you.
Come on up.
Just a minute. I'm just paying off the taxi.
Home and chicken. Take
off. Good luck. Hello, Nana.
Now, sir, will you explain why you're hiding in a teapot?
I don't like coffee.
Let's try the second version of that gang.
Read better.
Now, sir, will you explain why you're hiding in the teapot?
I had a date with a teabag.
Two for the price of one, folks, and guaranteed free from governments.
Ned, let me explain this tangled pastiche. This cream-colored wreck is none other than General de Gaulle Stones, Moriarty, leader of the Free French Women.
Any free samples?
Down, boy, down. We are secret agents working undercover because of Red.
Have you any means of identification?
Yes. I have two small warts on my belly.
I'm afraid I must ask to see them.
There's no need to. Here is a full-scale drawing of them, showing Bushy Park and other environs, plus the dual carriageway leading south to my knees.
Yes? Yes, these warts appear to be in order. Now then...
Now, come. I get nothing cutting my parts down. How could I stay at home? I don't want to come
here. Sir, gentlemen. I want to explain what we're trying to do.
When I come here at all.
Now, in the front.
You tell me I'm going to have a lot of say this week.
As I was saying, gentlemen.
I'm the way groaning. I never did know it was say.
If you've got a grudge, I'll put it, man.
Get out of here. I've got nothing to say. You get all the acting parts. I don't know why. I've seen that rotten show yours at Upper Legend. No wonder Valpar knows me, so I'm not you twit! Look, you torn the legs off my shirt!
Legs?
Well, my shirts are made from Mum's old drawers.
Fool, on the BBC, the word drawers is verboten.
All right, then my shirts are made from Mum's old verboten. Oh, my crit!
Get out of my room. And now, Nettie, have you got the plans of the original Montgomery?
I'm sorry, they're at the secret military laundry.
Oh. Then have you any idea of his future movements?
Yes, we have. We have a marble statue of them. But you need written permission to see it.
There. There's a chip.
Wait. The ink is still wet?
Yes. It's been raining.
I see.
Yeah.
Please allow one Moriarty to see statue of Montgomery's future movements. Signed, General Health is Bad. Who's General Health is Bad?
Mine is. It's been bad for years.
Gentlemen, I'm not satisfied with the standard of your jokes. They have a Teutonic ring. R-I-N-G pronounced.
Ah, Nettie. Remember our blue German blood.
As they spoke, I noticed that both the Birmingham Iron Crosses had been made in Germany.
Yes. Hands up, Nettie. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up. When we take prisoners, we'd like them fit, Ned.
So, your German secret agents played by Lou and Leslie Grade.
Call it miscasting if you wish. Moriarty,
destroy
that statue of Monty's future movements. The war is ours.
Don't be disheartened, listeners. That statue of Montgomery's movements was, in fact, only a statue of John Mills and Richard Attenborough's future movements. We British aren't stupid, you know.
Yes, sir, you're a lot of twits, that's what you are. Look at my forbidden daughter. I can't go out with birds like this, can I?
That night, 1,000 guns of the 8th Army thundered out their challenge.
Bang!
All night the battle raged. The Germans counterattacked, singing rude songs.
There was an old lady all feeling.
Thank you. At Montgomery's Doubles HQ.
Indeed. Ever-ready don't you?
His ever-ready staff slept at the alert.
At the alert.
That's done him a power of good. It's a lie! Miss Bartok and I are just good friends, I tell you. That's all we can be.
It's enough, isn't it?
What?
Open up! Open up this 4-ounce tin of bloodlock.
Here's a tin opener. Open it yourself.
There you go. Now, hurry. The battle started an hour ago.
Blast, we shall miss the first part. I shall have to hurry.
Never mind, there's a matinee on Thursday.
Whoa! It's a man galloping on a bicycle. Whoa! Out of my mind. I'm on an urgent secret mission.
What?
I'm deserting. Whoa! It's not me deserting, folks. It's toward a milk on Mills or Nuttenborough.
Who then was Ethel?
By dawn, the Germans had been routed. Victory was ours, and the English army went mad with joy.
They say it's been in all the papers, you know.
We had awfully nice weather, Father.
Yes, another ferry, okay? Come on,
that's a long one. Stop this orgy, do you hear? I bring bad news and the payoff. The engine's running. That battle of Alamein we won was a fake. It was Alamein's double played by Eccles.
Oh, that's who that was.
And on that note, we end this week's show. I believe there's quite a good bus service from here, so good night. Among the sheep in this recorded goon show were Wally Stott and his orchestra, Max Geldray, the Railington Quartet, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, and Spike Milligan, who writes it. Those who were fleeced were Wally Greenslade, announcer, and producer John Browell, who often wishes he could...